It's Marketplace Tech for October 20th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Some high-profile departures from the company this week have some people wondering if Marissa Mayer's great Yahoo turnaround plan isn't working. The company has an earnings report due out today. Karsten Weide is at IDC. He says Yahoo's problem is a mobile advertising problem.
Mobile is obviously very strong, and Yahoo just doesn't have the distribution on mobile devices to benefit from that. It's just the way it is. Marissa Mayer is not... not like she can do miracles, and neither could anybody else.
Karsten Weide at IDC will get more on the company's fortunes later today. Hacking that seems to originate in China has been in the news again this week. A new report from the company CrowdStrike points to unsuccessful attempts by Chinese hackers happening while President Obama and Chinese President Xi were meeting on the very subject. We called up our friend Chester Wisniewski at the cybersecurity firm Sophos, and I asked him if he was shocked that China was still apparently hacking U.S. companies.
Well, yeah, I'm not terribly surprised at all. And of course, it's all speculation that this is state-sponsored to begin with. But even assuming that maybe these groups that are involved in some of the attacks against tech companies, pharmaceutical companies, and others may be state-sponsored, this is a pretty big operation. It's not the kind of thing I imagine that you make a single phone call and everybody drops their keyboards and walks away.
If a sort of presidential handshake agreement doesn't do it, then what actually might make a change here, if not that?
Well, I think part of this will be a time will tell situation. I think it's pretty soon to be seeing perhaps, perfect results and everything just coming to an immediate halt. And, the agreement between the presidents also is slightly ambiguous in and of itself. It was, to stop kind of commercial hacking, but not to stop espionage hacking. And that raises a lot of questions when you look at some of the services involved, because, tech companies might seem to be just commercial when we think about our Facebook and our LinkedIn and our Twitter and these types of things. But on the other hand, and those things may be valuable assets and espionage as well. So there's a lot of gray area here, and I imagine that's going to be part of the negotiations moving forward.
Chester Wisniewski, the cybersecurity firm Sophos. Chester, thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
By the way, Facebook announced a feature this week that company representatives say will let users know if it looks like they've been the victim of a state-sponsored hack, possibly an important tool in countries, including this one, where political communities try to organize on Facebook to create change. This week, the Federal Department of Transportation and the FAA announced the formation of a task force. To do what? Here's Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox.
We're going to require operators of drones to register their aircraft just like commercial drone operators do currently.
This will play out over the next few months. It could run afoul of the wishes of hobbyists and companies that sell drones. I've been covering these issues and talking to Marketplace's Kai Rizdahl about them. In the meantime, we wanted to talk to someone who is working on the commercial drone side. Jonathan Downey is the CEO of Airware, a startup which makes software and hardware that can be used to drive drones. I started out by asking Jonathan for an analogy of his company from the non-drone world.
We're often kind of referred to as the Microsoft of the commercial drone industry, in that we're focused on building an operating system for commercial drones. So it's software that runs on the drones, a user interface for planning missions and flying them, and a cloud backend for aggregating the data and managing the entire workflow around deploying them. But we're not building the drones, and we're doing it broadly for an entire industry and not focused on specific applications.
What's your view of how all this regulation process is playing out?
I think 1 or 2 years ago, if you had told people that there would be over 2,000 commercial operators and 70 Fortune 500 companies who have exemption grants, I think there would have been a lot of disbelief around that. So we've actually made quite a bit of progress, but there's a lot more to be done.
Whether we're talking technology, regulation, or something else, what is the biggest hurdle for your company right now?
it isn't any one specific challenge. A lot of people are talking about see and avoid, and they're talking about the regulatory framework. But it's really the sophistication putting together all of these different pieces.
Well, you said seeing the void. What does that mean?
Sense and avoid technology is a technology that enables drones to avoid some of their surroundings, whether it be an overhead power line.
See and avoid. I thought you said seeing the void. And why is that so challenging?
There is no one sensor that works in all conditions. Some people are using cameras, which in many cases aren't going to work when it's dark. Some people are using sonar range sensors, which work in some cases but are susceptible to noise. And so the right solution is likely to be a combination of a variety of different sensors and some computational software that does the sensor fusion.
You know, I was talking to Kai the other day for our PM show, and he said, how long till we're going to actually see commercial drones in the air delivering stuff to people? And I said, you know, 2-3 years. Would you agree with that, or do you think I'm crazy?
I think the delivery application is an interesting one, and it's absolutely going to happen in life-saving scenarios like the delivery of vaccines and medicines, and especially in remote areas of the world, before we see it happening in the congested U.S. airspace and overpopulated areas. I think it's going to take more than 5 years before we're seeing deliveries to consumers.
Jonathan Downey, he's the CEO of AirWare. Jonathan, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you for having me.
And yes, Uber mapping vehicles have been spotted on the roads. They look just like the Google ones. We posted more about that at facebook.com/marketplacetech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.